Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Yedzayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on to Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, the last words on the line, Amar Rav. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Vitamer of Shmuel Bar Marta, Godol Tama Torah Yoyser Mibinyan Beis HaMikdash. Tama Torah is even greater than rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Shekozman Shebaruch Ben Neria Kayim, we see this from the fact that Kozman, that Baruch Ben Neria, who was the Rebbe of Ezra, Kozman that he was alive and living in Bavel, so Leihanichai Ezra Va'ala, so Ezra did not leave him, even though it was the Zman of the Geula, it was the Zman of Binyan Bayesheni, Ezra did not make it to Yerushalayim to assist and to help out in the Binyan Bayesheni. He stayed back in Bavel to be with his Rebbe Baruch Ben Neria, because Gadol Tam HaTorah Yoyser Mibinyan Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Gadol Tam HaTorah Yoyser Mikibud Aveim. Tam HaTorah is so great, it's even greater than Kibud Aveim. Shekol Eisan Shanim Shei Yaakov Avinu Bebeis Eivir Lo Nenash. And we see this from the fact that Yaakov Avinu was punished when he was away from his parents, but for the 14 years that he spent in the Beis Eivir, for that he wasn't punished for. The Amar Mar, as Mar said, first we're going to prove that Yaakov spent 14 years in Beis Eivir, then we're going to show that he wasn't punished for it. But first, says the Gemara, we know that he spent 14 years in the Beis Eivir, as Meir said, that Lama Nivnu Shneisev Shel Yishmol. Why is it that the Torah tells us how old Yishmol was when he died? In order so we should be able to figure out the years of Yaakov. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ve'ela Shnei Chayi Yishmal, Ma'at Shana, Ushleishim Shana, Usheva Shanim. It says that Yishmal was 137 when he died. Kama Kashish Yishmal Mi'Yitzchak, and we know that how much older was Yishmal than Yitzchak? He was our Beis Arshnin, he was 14 years older. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vavram Ben Shmainim Shana Veshei Shanim, Beledes Hagar Yishmal Avram, Uksiv Avram Ben Ma'at Shana, Avram was 86 when Yishmael was born, 100 when Yitzchak was born. So there you have it, that Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. Uksiv now, and the pasuk says, Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beledes Esav, that Yitzchak was 60 when he had Yaakov and Esav. So that means bar kama havi Yishmael. So kisiyaskal Yaakov. How old was Yishmael when Yaakov was born? He was bar shivim va'arba. He must have been 77, because if he was 14 years older than Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was 66, so it must be that Yishmael was Shivim V'arba, he was 74. So Kama Paishan Mishnei, so how many years did he have left of his life after Yaakov was born? Well, Shisen Utlas was 63. Meaning, when Yaakov was 63, that's when Yishmael was Nifter. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, that says this straight out, that Haya Yaakov Avinu Bishosh and Nizbarach Me'aviv Ben Shishem Ushalei Shana, that Yaakov was 63 when he got the brachas from Yitzchak, and it was during that tekufa that Yishmael died. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, "Vayar Esav kiberach v'goymer v'yelach Esav el Yishmael v'yikach esmachlas bas Yishmael achos nevayos." That Esav goes after he sees that Yaakov got the brachas, and he marries machlas bas Yishmael, the sister of nevayos. And the Braisa points out, "Mimashma shenemer bas Yishmael in the idea she achos nevayos." It's a very wordy pasuk. Once it tells me that she's the daughter of Yishmael, so then I know that it's Nevayus is the sister. Rather, says the Braisa, Malamit Shekitsha Yishmael Umeis Vesi Nevayus Achia. And so that Yishmael really is the one who did the Kedushin for her, and then Yishmael died, and therefore Nevayus had to finish the job. The point is that you see that Yishmael was died when Yaakov was 63, like we proved from the Psukim. So now, says the Gemara, that she's in Utlas, so Yaakov 63, and then he goes to Beis Lavan, Var Beisar Ad Misyalad Yosef, and there's another 14 years until Yosef is born, so Hashiv and Ushiva, so Ushiva, it should come out that Yaakov is 77 when Yosef is born. Uksiv Yosef and Shalishim Shana Ba'amdalufne Parai. Now Yosef is 30 years old when he gets out of jail and he stands in front of Parai. Hamea Ushiva, because it should come out that Yaakov is 107. Shev Desava Utarti Dechafna. There were then 7 years of famine and 2 years of plenty. 7 years of plenty and 2 years of famine before Yaakov ultimately makes it up himself to Mitzrayim. Hameu Shisar. So it should come out that Yaakov is 116 when he makes it up to Mitzrayim. Yet the pasuk says, Uksiv Vayomer Paroi Yaakov, Kam Yemeshnei Chayecha. How old are you? Vayomer Yaakov Paroi. And Yaakov says back to Paroi, Yemeshnei Megurai Shloishim Umashana. I'm 130 years old. old. Ask the Gemara, Meushisan Havyan. If according to our math, it should come out that he was only 116. Where is he getting these extra 14 years? It must be, we don't have it lahedi in the psukim, but there were 14 years that Yaakov spent by the base Aver before he made it to the base Lavan. And says the Gemara, this is explicit in the Braisa, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Yaakov Yves Aver Mutman Arba Esre Shana, he was engrossed in his learning for 14 years. Avar Aver Meis La'achar Shiard Yaakov Avinu La'aram Na'araim Shtei Shanim. Aver, he died, Stam, you should know, 2 years after Yaakov had already left and gone to base Lavan. Going back to Yaakov, that he was Yatzah Misham, he left the Beis Aver, Ubalei L'Aram Na'arayim, and he went to Aram Na'arayim. And so again, so if he was 63 years old at the time when he left home, and he stayed in the Beis Aver for 14 years, says the Gemara, Nimsa Kashamad al Be'er ben Shivim Usheva Shana. It comes out that when he got to the Be'er, when he met with Rachel, by the Be'er, he was 77 years old. Fine. The point is, though, is that we proved that Yaakov spent 14 years in the Beis Aver. Now, how do we know that he wasn't punished for those 14 years that he was away from his family? Because we learned in the Braisa that Nimsa Yosef Shapirish Me'aviv Esen Mushtaim Shana Kishem Shapirish Yaakov Avinu Me'aviv, that Yosef was away from his father for 22 years, just like Yaakov was away from Yitzchak, he was away from his father for 22 years. Now, the question is that the Yaakov Tlasen Ushisen Havion. If you do the math, so Yaakov was really away from Yitzchak for 36 years. So, Ela Arbesar, the Havav. It must be we're subtracting 14. Which 14? Probably those 14 that he was Bebeis Aver. So you see that Gadol Talmud Torah, Yaiser Mikibud Aveim. Ask the Gemara, so it comes out you're telling me that he was Bebeis Lavan for 22 years? Saif, Bebeis Lavan, Esrim Shnin Havyan. Esrim Shnin Havyan. He was only in the Bebeis Lavan for 20 years. There was the 14 years that he was working for Rachel and Leah, and then there was the 6 years that he was working with the Tzayins. That's only 20. Ela Mishom Deishtoi Bo'archa Tartin Shnin. On his way back home, it took him 2 years. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Yatzim Aram Na'araim Ubala Lesukais Va'asa Sham Shmeina Asra Chaydash. He spent 18 months in the city of Sukkos. Shanamra, as the pasuk says, that Yaakov left Beis Lavan and went to Sukkos. It says, "VeYaakov nasa Sukkosa veYivin leBayis ulumikneu asa Sukkos." So he spent, and the Bryce is telling us that he spent 18 months there. And then Ube Beisel asa Shisha Chadashim veHikrav Zvachim. He then spent another 6 months in Beisel. So 6 months plus 18 months is 2 years. So that's how we have it. The Yaakov was away from his family for 22 years. Again, there was really 36 years. There was 14 years he was Bebeis Aver. He wasn't punished for those years because Gadol Talmud Torah Yaiser Mikibud Aveim Hadron Alach Megillah Nikreis. Says the Mishnah now, that Akairias a Megillah l'mafreya. If a person reads the Megillah out of order, he says Achashverosh b'mei vahi. He reads all the words backwards. Allah is he's lo yatzeh. He's not yatzeh. Kara al peh. If he reads the Megillah by heart, or Kara targum. He reads it in Aramaic or b'chol lashon, or all the more so if he reads it in just in any other language. So lo yatzeh. So then he's not yatzeh. Aval kairin aysel la'le azleis belaz. But you could read it into someone who understands those languages, like English or French or German. So then you could read it in those language to those people. And also, who aden a person who speaks these other languages, if he hears it in Lashon HaKodesh, in all these cases, he's Yatza. Kara Serugin, if you read it in piecemeal, you read a pasuk, then take a break for a minute, another pasuk, umisnamnim, or if a person's dozing off when he reads it, he's still Yatza. Hayakaisva Darshu Magia, if a person's really just trying to write a Megillah, as he's writing it, he's reading the words, or he's darshening on the Megillah, and as he's darshening, he goes through every single pasuk, or he's Magia, he's editing a Megillah to make sure there's no mistakes, and as he's doing that, he's reading it. Im Kivein Libai, if as he's reading it, he's having in mind, he wants to be Yaitzeh the Mitzvah, so then he's Yatza, Vem Lav Lo Yatza, but if he doesn't have Kavana, so then at least with regards to Mikra Megillah, Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, and he's not going to be Yaitzeh. If it's written in all these different types of inks that are not dioi, these other inks, or alanyar valadiftara, where he writes it on different types of paper or parchment that are not klaf, so he's lo yatza. He's not yatza. It has to be written in a certain way. It has to be in ashuris, it has to be on a klaf, and it has to be with dioi. Now says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we know that if a person reads the Megillah L'mafreya, that he's not Yotze? Amar Rava, Amar Kara, the Pasuk says, Kichsava Muchizmanam, Mazmanam Mafreya Lai. Just like Zman never goes backwards, you're never going to have Tesvav Adar before Yudalit. So Afksavam L'mafreya Lai, so too when you read the Megillah, you're not allowed to read it backwards. Ask the Gemara, Midi Kriya Ksiva Hacha, Kiksavam Kizmanam is not going on the Mitzvah Mikra Megillah, Asiya Ksiva, it's going on the Asiya, it's going on the Mishnah, on the Simcha of Purim, the Ksiva, as that whole Pasuk says, the Pasuk starts off, it says, V'yos Oisem Eshnei Ayam Emela, it says to make these days, it's talking about the Mishnah, the Asiyah, it's talking about the Simcha, not talking about Mikra Megillah. Says the Gemara Elamihacha, this is how we know that it can't be the Mafreya, the Chsiv, Vahayamim Me'ila, Nizkarim, V'nasim. So Iskash Zechira L'Asiyah. We have a hekesh between Zechira, Mikra Megillah, which is remembering the Nes, and the Asiyah, the Suda Purim, Ma Asiyah L'Mafreya Loi, just like the Asiyah we just showed, that it can't be done L'Mafreya, you can't have the Suda early, you can't have it before Purim, Av Zechira L'Mafreya Loi. So too, when you read the Megillah, you can't read the Pesukim out of order. You have to read it straightforward.